Hey, this is the Mudman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Welcome, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And also we have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. And we're on Friday nights at 6, and we're on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. And so if you're listening on Friday, tomorrow on January 26th, on Saturday, we're going to be doing a home buyer seminar, and this is for all types of home buyers, from 10:30 to noon, and it's at the Fairfield Inn. The address there is 10971 West Colonial in Ocoee. So if you'd like to come out there, we'd love to have you. If you're listening to us on Friday, if you're listening to us on Sunday, you missed it, and we'd be happy to actually put something together for that. What I'm actually looking at doing is putting something together that will be online. That'll be different steps of this and everything, so that if you want to do that, you can. We had quite a bit of interest from people that are out of town that are not going to be here. And so what we're asking for anybody that wants to show up, if you want to just show up, that's great. If you want to give us a heads up so we know that you're coming and we have enough seats for you, that'd be awesome too. And the number to call is 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff that we've got going on today. We've got all of the stats from 2018 and kind of what's going on in the Orlando market, which is awesome. I've actually looked at the 20-year history in regards to what's going on in Central Florida, the affordability and all of those kinds of things that are out there, because those are some of the things that are really that concern people, that they think, oh, I'm not going to be able to afford a house and everything. And 9 times out of 10, it's the exact opposite. They could have afforded a house a long time before they actually bought it. And I know when I bought my first house, I had that experience that I went, what did I wait for? Because I could have bought a house a lot earlier than I did. And I just wasn't knowledgeable about that and thought that I needed to have more money or have better credit or have this, that, or the other thing. And it really wasn't necessary. And so, you know, we all learn as we go through life. And so that's one of the things. I mean, I did buy a house when I was 25, so I did buy it pretty early, but I still could have bought it earlier. And so the fact that I did spend more money on rent than I needed to was kind of a big thorn in my side. And so, you know, the sooner that you can get started, the better off that you are. And you might not always start with your dream house.
No, I always tell people it's always a stepping stone.
Right.
So you start with one, you know, maybe a cute little condo townhome, then you move up to a nice, cute, small starter home, then you're moving up to a bigger one. I mean, everybody's needs are going to be different anyway. So you might be fortunate enough to start out with your dream home, but then it might just end up being too big or something change, or and then you might want to scale down a little bit. But I mean, it's always a stepping stone, in my opinion.
Well, and a lot of times what people do is a great way to grow your wealth is through real estate. Mm-hmm. And so if you do buy your first home, a lot of times that's the best house to rent out, and you can become a landlord at that point in time and have a tenant move into that house and then buy something else. And that's usually a really good plan for people in order to do that. So, and then if you want to go backwards, that you want something smaller later, you can always move back into that house. But it's definitely, if you can have your expenses paid for by the tenant, then why not? You've just got an asset that's appreciating with the way that the market's going and getting paid off by somebody else. So it's just a win-win situation when you're looking at that type of a scenario 9 times out of 10.
Oh, yeah. A house is generally always your greatest asset.
Yeah.
And then and if you end up renting that one and you buy another one, then you have two of them.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's always your greatest asset.
And the biggest concern I think that a lot of people have is the maintenance. And in owning houses, it's never as much usually as what you think that it's going to be. And there are home warranties out there that are something that you can invest in that are going to cover most of those maintenance issues. So it's never going to be a breaking of the budget for the most part when you do that, because you've got homeowners insurance that are going to cover things like the roof, or that are going to cover those big things when catastrophe strikes. I mean, when you go in, you know how long the roof is going to last and all of those things. And then when you go in, and then when you have a home warranty, if something happens to the refrigerator or something happens to the electrical or the plumbing or something that you need some kind of a repair, the home warranty would fix it for a nominal fee. So you really got your maintenance needs for the most part are all covered. And then obviously, if you're more handy and you can do some of those things yourself, then you don't need to worry about it in the first place. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So basically, looking at investment homes and what if you would want to do that in Central Florida right now, I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but Forbes actually named Orlando as the top city to invest in the U.S. And the reason that they did that is they said that the average home price at that point that they did this, which was a few months ago, as they said, was $247,550. It hasn't gone up too much from there. The three-year population growth is 7.6%. So obviously people are moving in here, so that creates more demand and everything for houses. The two-year job growth was 7.1. So if the three-year population is 7.6, and the two-year job growth is 7.1, then that shows you that we've got more jobs than people coming in, which is obviously really
good. That's a good thing.
Very encouraging.
Yeah.
Very encouraging. And the one-year home price growth was 9%, which we're going to go over exactly what it was for 2018 a little bit later. And the three-year price growth forecast by Forbes is 35% in the next 3 years. So as an investor, it makes sense that you would want to invest in real estate only from the appreciation side from what they're saying here. But then the other thing that comes into play is obviously the amount of rent that you're going to get from the property. So the average two-bedroom, two-bath place in Central Florida right now starts at about $1,400.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the... it's like that's why we're always saying that you should buy a house instead of renting, because you could your payment is going to be just about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could get a nice three-bedroom house for that.
I was going to say, you know, a mortgage payment on a little bit bigger of a home would be about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the thing is, so that's why we're always saying you need to buy instead of rent, or at least look at it, because it's amazing, and the rent rates in Orlando are going up on average 6% a year. So as an investor and owning those houses, you've got a great deal. But as a renter, you need to consider buying is what it comes down to.
Yes.
So it's really very interesting in regards to what's going on out there in that whole rental market. And I've seen, and I know you have too, Danielle, the prices just continue to escalate year after year. And we're always amazed when we're looking at it, because people are calling us for rentals as well. And we're pointing them in the right direction. And the bottom line is that I feel bad for these people. A lot of times they're coming in and they're like, oh, I want a two or three bedroom place for $1,000. And I'm like, good luck.
Yeah. I mean, you can't even rent a room, it seems like, for that price anymore. Well, I know, and I get people, like she said, that call in all the time for our other rentals that we have. And it's always the same thing. Oh, well, I'm looking for $8,000 or $9,000 or $1,000. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Exactly. Yeah. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll see you after the break.
Yeah. You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good afternoon, morning.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello, hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So, Danielle, you were confused about what time it is because we're on Friday nights at 6 and we're on Sunday mornings at 8. So we're happy to have you listen to us
good
both
evening,
times.
Good morning.
We got it all covered.
That's right. That's right. So basically, we were talking about the opportunities of buying and what's going on in the Orlando market. And it is always really interesting to see what the scoop is in regards to people's expectations and what they think and what is reality. Because when we don't know, we always do have this great imagination that makes up stories and all of that in our mind in regards to what's happening. And it's really interesting. And I know that throughout this year, in looking at the statistics and everything like that, that there's been a lot of talk in regards to interest rates and the changes and everything that they happened. But when you look at it in December of 16, which we've got right here, the interest rate was 4.32. And in December of 18, the interest rate was 4.38.
Wow.
So that's...
I wouldn't expect to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like everybody's like, oh my gosh, the interest rates are raising. And they did in 17, honestly, get down to 3.97. So they did get down significantly, you know, a little bit less. But when everybody's saying, oh my gosh, the interest rates are so high, when you really look at it in regards to where it was 2 years ago, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of staying, like, it flutters a little bit, I notice, but it's not like a huge, not one day it's three, one day it's six type of thing. It's like a couple points here, you know, points.
Generally very flat, yeah. Like even this month of January has been very, very flat.
Yeah.
No, really no change. And hardly ever do you see big spikes. I mean, the numbers just prove themselves. They're usually pretty consistent.
Yeah, 1 year, 1.2 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're out there and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to pay now more for a house right now than I did a couple of years ago. And obviously that's not the case, that it comes down to the same amount when it comes to your payment, when it comes to an interest rate. And a lot of people are paying cash. And when you're paying cash out there, obviously the fluctuation in the marketplace directs you effect in right away in regards to what you're paying for that property that you would have paid a couple of years ago, because that has changed a little bit. But when you're looking at the interest rates and the payment that you would make is going to be pretty consistent.
Yeah.
And so that's really good news, I think, for everybody to show how consistent it is. And that just shows that the economy is going good and that home ownership is still a good thing to invest in and everything when you're looking at it from that standpoint. And so I think that's a great thing to look at. When you're looking at what's going on with the inventory and what has happened with the inventory over the last little while, the inventory actually has started to go up a little bit, which is kind of traditional in January, because what we find is that in December, everybody kind of is holding off in regards to what they want to do it with their houses and everything. But then January, the market gets quite a bit more in inventory in there. But we're still in a seller's market, because a normal market is somewhere between 4 and 6 months of inventory. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at probably about 2.5 months worth of inventory is what we've got. So it still is a seller's market. Now, as we've talked about many times before, it is so regional, though. I mean, down to your neighborhood, possibly down to your street, down to the type of house in your subdivision and the floor plan that you've got and what people want and all of those kinds of things just vary tremendously depending on what people are looking for. Mm-hmm. And so you can't always look at and say that house down the street or that house two street over or then the next subdivision went for this amount, and so mine's going to go for that or whatever.
Vice versa. Yeah.
It's very it's very targeted mm-hmm. in regards to what's going to happen. And so you definitely have to look at that. And the interesting thing is as well is that you can't look at what something sold for 6 months ago necessarily and also predict that that's what your house is going to sell for today. Because we have reports that show us, again, by specific neighborhood zip codes, all of those things that show us what's going on in that zip code. And in some zip codes, the prices are going up and some houses, mm-hmm. in some zip codes, the prices are going down. So you have to look at the whole big picture in order to determine exactly what that price is. And as sellers, most people have a number in their mind of what they'd like to get, but many times that is not reality.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So when you're looking at what the average price is on a house, it has gone up this year roughly, I believe that the number was somewhere around 8% for the year, which is really a good, healthy increase. It was 9%, I believe, what it said in that Forbes article. So that's a good thing that you want to be in touch with and know about and everything. So when you're looking at it, that's a good thing to know. Another good thing to know is that Orlando was named the number two market by Zillow. And so that is the destination for a surge of new residents flocking to the south in search of affordability and jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we had at 2.8% had the biggest population increase in the nation's most likely housing markets and named the second hottest in the country by Zillow. And San Jose, California is the only one that beat us out in that. So that's interesting as well. So everything that you look at just points to good news. Mm-hmm. Really, when you're looking at the housing market.
Yeah. Well, couldn't agree more with that. I mean, we've just got so much going on in our backyard. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not solely in our backyard, I mean, we're hop, skip, and a jump from so much stuff. So even if you lived in the outskirts, which is being built up, which is nice in my opinion, times change, so you have to mm-hmm. keep up with it. So I think it's fantastic. I've been here a long time, and I remember it being the cow fields and the orange trees, so now it's like you drive and then you see and you're like, oh, this is pretty. I mean, it takes it away a little bit, but I enjoy it. I like it. Yes. I like the change of scenery.
Exactly. And so what the, what it's showing is that the houses started, the median price in January was $225,000, and in December it was $232,750.
Okay.
So it ended up, the change year to date was 5.68% is what it was. That's the actual factual number on that. So that actually ends up being good. Every month went up something. Mm-hmm. And so it made quite a change from 2017 and looking at it. But we never had any, I guess we did have a little bit, like we went from 233 to 229 back to 233 to 232. So it kind of, stuck around, but it really was very stable market mm-hmm. in looking at all of those kinds of things. So what they're looking at for a home, first-time home buyer, though, that's the average for the whole market. And when you're looking at a first-time home buyer, that's at about $197,000 right now. So that's what the market is for that. And in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pumet from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
And as you know, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is how you can pay off your loan faster and maybe have a 15-year mortgage, even though you're signed up for a 30-year mortgage, but there is a way that you can actually pay it off faster. And so that's all good news. So why don't you explain about that, Chris?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess most people don't really know or realize that there is an option to do a 15-year mortgage right off the bat. So when you're, if you're purchasing a home and you're maybe a little more conscious of gaining equity, retiring, or paying off that mortgage that much quicker, you can automatically just right go into it. There's some great benefits to a 15-year mortgage. There are generally always a lower interest rate than if you were to do the 30-year mortgage. So you're automatically getting a lower rate. I'm a big fan of paying less interest at all costs. So that's a great start right there. I have a nice little chart here. It shows across the board, if let's say, even if it happened to be the same interest, let's say on a 5% rate, just for the sake of easy numbers, you would pay $49,000, almost $50,000 less in interest on that particular loan. So, you know, you may not see that right away, but I'm thinking $50,000 less, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and the other side of the coin on that too, is that then you no longer have a payment.
Yeah.
So if you do a little extra for those 15 years, mm-hmm. then you're not going to have a payment mm-hmm. for those second 15 years. And that's a huge thing right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about it, being mortgage free.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, and I get, you know, in most cases, your average buyer is thinking, look, I just need as low as a mortgage payment as possible. You're generally maximizing how much of a home you can buy because, you know, let's say you got a family of five and you need so many bedrooms. And so I get that, you know, a 15-year mortgage is not for everybody because it's generally, let's say, in a range to $300 to $400 more per month than a 30-year mortgage. So it's definitely not for the faint of heart. You got to be ready, kind of a gut check. The about 10% that I actually read is estimated to be in a 15-year mortgage in our country. But I think it's that low because I believe a lot of people don't even realize that it's an option and then don't realize that your mortgage insurance is generally going to be less if because of your lower risk loan, your interest rate is lower because, again, you're a lower risk loan. You're going to pay off that loan a lot quicker. And so you got to think about those things. Now, let's say you're already in a 30-year mortgage, though, and you don't want to refinance, but you still have that interest in maybe going in and paying off your mortgage quicker. Everybody's a little bit different because you're in a different period in your mortgage, right? Let's say you're in a 30-year, but you're already 25 years in or you're 26 years in, whatever it is. There are calculators online. You can say, look, this is my principal. This is what my interest rate is. This is when I want to pay it off. Well, how much more do I need to be paying additional principal each month to make it happen? Again, a lot of times it's going to want you to do $200 to $400 more per month on your principal. And when you do that, it's very, very important because a lot of people don't realize this. When you're making your payment, and a lot of people pay online, or if you pay with a check, you need to make a note that the additional whatever it is you're paying is towards principal, because when the bank gets it, generally it's a computer that's processing it. It doesn't know what to do with it otherwise. So I'd like to make that known, because a lot of people call and they say, well, I'll be making all these extra payments, but my principal's not going down anymore. It's like, well, are you making sure you're marking additional principal?
So where are you marking that at? On the little pay stub?
So let's say
the payment slip?
If you're doing a payment slip, yeah, there's check marks, and there's a check mark for additional principal, or actually there's even a spot for additional escrow, but check additional principal and write how much you're doing. If you're paying online, same thing. There's always a spot that you can say I'm paying extra principal.
Okay,
so
that's good to know.
But the major benefits to me on a 15-year mortgage, I'm in one myself, is you're obviously gaining a lot more equity. You're turning your house into an asset a lot quicker. And then, of course, you're paying a lot less interest.
Yeah. And if you can't afford it, like you said, then you could pay that additional principal mm-hmm. as it goes along. And I know that there's some people that have always said that you shave like 8 years off of your mortgage if you just make a payment every other week and make an extra payment a year. And so that's doing the same thing. But again, I'm sure you have to mark it as additional principal in whatever you're paying.
Correct. The simplest way to do it is take whatever your principal and interest payment is on your mortgage, which is usually highlighted on your mortgage statement for you. Take that, divide that by 12, and do that each month, whatever that number is, which equals out to one full payment on a year. And the calculations have always been about 7 years shaved off your mortgage that way.
So if you don't want to make the commitment to doing the couple $300 a month, then just doing that one payment a year would actually make a big difference as well to cut off some interest that you don't have to pay, and obviously the payments that you don't have to make.
Correct.
Well, obviously you still have to make your tax payments and you have to pay your insurance. So it's not like you live in the house completely free, but that's pretty cheap living when we just talked about that the two bath
rents are $1,400.
Yeah, exactly.
Maintaining tax and insurance, maybe $200-$300 a year, depending where you live, you know, compared to an $1,800 payment. That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. Yeah. It's a huge difference. So you definitely want to look into it. And I think that you definitely want to look at all scenarios for you and see what's the best scenario for you. And some people are more conservative, so they would want to go into a 30-year mortgage and then make those extra payments, not be required to, but be able to.
Correct.
And so I think that that's a good option. And obviously, if you are in a 15-year, then I think that you could obviously make additional premium or principal payments on that as well without any trouble.
Yep. And I think what it comes down to is ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a 30-year or you want to do a 30-year and you ask me, well, just in case I can't make extra money, how much do I need to make? I can figure that out for you.
Right.
It's very, very easy for me. Just, you know, call me or sit with me and we'll get you figured out on what your best case scenario is in each position.
Exactly. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. So when it comes down to it, the basic bottom line is with everything is be informed, know what you want to do, and have a plan, and then follow through with it, and you're going to have less payments as time goes on, and that's just a good thing for everybody.
Yeah, you need to figure out what your situation is with your family, where you are at in your life and in your careers, and you can sit with us and tell us all that, and then it's our job to try and help you figure out what is the best case scenario for you, and guide you. You know, we'll give you our professional opinions and see what works best for you.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's not about us making any kind of decisions or pushing you into anything. It's just helping you decide and be informed to know so that you can make the best decision that you need to for yourself and for your family. And so there's a lot of options out there and a lot of things that can be done. And whether it comes to different kinds of programs that are out there for different types of loans, whether it makes sense to refinance or whether it makes sense to continue with the loan that you've got. And I know over the last few years, a lot of people did refinance and they're telling me that their interest rates are at 3-something. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'd have a hard time giving up that loan if that's what it was. And you could just make some additional payments on it and those kinds of things and get things paid off quicker or whatever to leverage that money. I mean, that's pretty cheap borrowed money.
Yeah. I had someone approach me a couple of weeks ago and he was in, I think, like a 4% flat rate. And he was talking about doing some things, but I sat with him and I said, look, you don't need to do a refinance. It's not worth it. You're going to jump from a 4 to maybe 4.7 or whatever it might be. Do this instead. So that's a perfect example of someone I helped instead of him going through all that, spending the money on an appraisal and everything like that with the refi, save your money doing that and just make some additional principal payments, keep that nice low rate and move forward.
Yeah. And there are options, I'm sure, with second mortgages and all of those kinds of things that exist out there as well.
Yes.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And also, we have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And one of the things that changed January 1st, and I'm not sure that we talked about, are the new FHA loan limits that are in the area of Orlando. I know that they've increased a little bit, that now it's up to 314,827, and that's for the amount of the loan that you can get for an FHA loan, correct?
Yes, that's the max amount. And so people need to keep in mind that FHA does have rolled into the principal. FHA charges a more or less mortgage insurance. It's a one-time charge to you. It includes that, so you can't exceed that on your mortgage or your mortgage balance or payment.
Right. And so that has gone up a little bit. So that's all good. Mm-hmm. So that makes it so that, you know, obviously with our average price here being 232, or the median price is 232, then that gives you plenty of room to have an FHA loan if you want to, and we don't run into any problems. Mm-hmm. I know that when you're running into, I think VA has some limits too, that it's 400 and some thousand.
VA has always copied more or less conventional loans, and it's like 484, 300 or something like that right now.
Okay. And so that's how much of a VA loan that you can have. I was working with some people a little while ago, and they wanted to buy a house for about 800,000, but and they were using their VA loan, but they could only use the VA loan up to that limit. And so then after that, you have to have the cash or whatever from
and
there.
The unique thing is you don't have to have like the full, the difference between 484 and 800. What we actually do is we take that difference and 25% of that is what your down payment needs to be.
Okay.
So that so it's not like you need to come up with, you know, almost $300,000 or something like that, 400 grand. You, it's 25% of that difference.
Okay. Oh, so that's good to know. Yeah. So is that all a one VA loan then that you have for that, or how does that work?
That's just how, that's the VA guideline. So any veteran that wants to purchase a home above 484, you just got to kick in a little bit of cash on whatever that difference is.
Okay. So they'll still give you a loan bigger than the 484,
correct.
But
correct.
It's not at 100%.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was something I didn't know before. So you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
But so the bottom line is that there are lots of options out there, and that's what it comes down to, really knowing and learning and figuring everything out, because there are so many opportunities out there if you're an investor and you want to invest in real estate. And there are loan programs for investors that are out there as well. There are difference if it's a second home versus if it's an investment property in what you can hope to get and all of that kind of thing. And foreign nationals, there's opportunities for them. And then there's opportunities for the first-time buyers. So there's all kinds of products out there that will help you reach your goals and everything like that, because the bottom line is that most people aren't sitting around with few hundred thousand under their mattress that they're going to go buy a house. And if you are sitting with a few hundred thousand in your mattress, you're going to have a hard time still buying a house with that. It used to be cash is king, but cash is king in a bank account, not sitting around somewhere, because everything needs to be traced and wired and all of that kind of stuff. I had somebody one time that said they wanted to bring in cash, and I'm like, no, we don't bring in cash to the table. They wire it. It's just the same.
They're going to bring a briefcase right to the title company.
Exactly, exactly. Like, we're going to be here all day counting the cash, and it doesn't really work that way. But there's tons of opportunities and tons of things that you can do, and we'll help you navigate through all of those. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. And one of the things that I was reading earlier this week that it was talking about how you can determine if a neighborhood is good without visiting it. And there are some things that you think that you can do, like you can do is like you can do Google Earth and they have all of those things where you can actually walk the neighborhood on the maps and see what the neighborhood looks like at that particular point in time where the cameras came down that street. And you can look at the census data and see what's going on, you know, from that standpoint and what ages people are that are in the neighborhood and all of those kinds of things and how educated they are by all the census data and those kinds of things. But I don't think anything replaces actually going to the neighborhood itself. I have had so many people that looked online that were looking from the air and doing that walking through the neighborhood and all of those things. And then they came there and they're like, no, it is a feeling that you get. If it's an investment property, you can do it all day long without seeing it. But most of the time when you're going to live there yourself, it's something that you want to actually look and touch and feel because it's not a short-term decision that you're making normally. And so you want to make sure that you can, that that's exactly what you were looking for and that that wasn't something else. And something comes into play when you actually look at a property and you say, boy, this is definitely what I'm looking for. And it's always very interesting the decisions people make on pictures. For example, I had a lady that I was working with earlier this week, and she was looking online at one house, and we did a few months ago because she's in North Carolina, and so she wants to buy a house and move down here. And I'm like, please come and look at a house instead of doing it online. But what she was looking at this one house, and it went under contract before she got a chance to look at it. And so now she's just like, oh, I really wish I could have gotten that house. So there was another house that was in the same subdivision and the same, pretty much same floor plan, all of that kind of stuff. So I got pictures for her of that place that she wanted. And so I said, well, what do you think? Is it something that you're interested in? And she said, no, I like the other house so much better. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is that there was no difference. I was in both houses. There was no difference between the way that that one was. I mean, it was actually a condo complex. The floors were the same. The walls were painted the same. The kitchens were very similar. I mean, there was really no difference in those units. But because of the pictures, there was a decision that was made that they were completely different. And so you have to really be there and see what it is, because a picture is it's worth a thousand words, yes, but it's never going to take place of the real thing.
No, not at all. It happens all the time when I'm out showing and they see photos and then they'll either say, are we at the right unit? Because I don't remember the photos on this unit, let's say. And I'm like, yeah, we are. So either they have a great camera or we'll go into a unit and, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, the pictures are night and day compared to what I'm looking at. And this is one that I've X'd off. That happens numerous times where I'll go through, I'll send my clients listings that I think will work, and they'll put half of them in the garbage. And then when I run out of inventory to show them, then I start showing them the ones in the garbage. And then lo and behold, one of the ones that they really like are one of the ones that they put in the garbage.
I don't know.
And I'm like, you see, but it's because of that, because of the photos or whatever have you. You know, maybe they did the Google Earth and they didn't like something that day or something. But we go, and then they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I'm like, see, you threw this in the trash last week, and we could have been in here already.
Well, it's really true. And it might be that something was going crazy with the, you
exactly.
know, the landscaping at that time. I don't know. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.